It's a Tri-County Morning Show, and we're talking beach cleanup coming up this Sunday at Crow's Neck Beach from 1 o'clock until 4 on Sunday. I'm joined by Angela. Angela's from Scotian Shores. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's talk, first and foremost, where is Crow's Neck Beach?
It's down towards Barrington, down that way, right before you get to Back Row Point.
The beach cleanup is coming up on Sunday. As always, provided for the folks are gloves and bags and things to clean the beach.
Yep, we always bring that stuff. And we're also going to bring some jackals, if anybody knows how to use those old farm jacks, because that's a really good way to get the traps dislodged.
This is a particular beach, Crow's Neck Beach, that's not accessible. You can't bring your four-wheeler. There will be no mechanized vehicles or anything on the beach. And there's a reason for that, isn't there?
Yeah, it's critical habitat for the pike and plover, and the Nova Scotia Nature Trust, they own the property, and they're really trying to mitigate the damages done to the dunes by the ATVs and off-road vehicles. So we're going to use other non-motorized methods of removal.
Are you looking for volunteers?
Always. That's why we do such good work, is because of all the people that come out and help us and volunteer their time that want to see Nova Scotia's shorelines cleaner and, you know, just cleaning, making better habitat. So always open for volunteers.
How do people volunteer? How do they get a hold of you to volunteer?
Well, they can follow us on our social media, so Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that, or they can email us. We always post our events, and really, if you just show up, and with a smile, usually we can find a job for you to do, and we'll provide you the tools.
And dress appropriately for the weather and for the terrain, I should say, as well, right?
Yeah, and we don't know what the weather's going to be like, but I always say wear many layers, because you can take it off, but you can't put it on if you don't bring it.
Should a person bring a lunch? So they bring something to eat?
That's always a good thing. We try to bring some little snacks and stuff, but usually to bring something to eat, because it can be hard work sometimes, or you might get really into it and decide to work longer than anticipated.
So. You guys have been busy this year with Scotian Shores. You've cleaned a lot of beaches around this part of the province.
It's been a huge, huge year for Scotian Shores. We're recording have been part of over 500,000 pounds throughout Nova Scotia. A lot of work was done with CRS. We kind of showed them where some of the garbage was and stuff like that this year. But our volunteers and our staff continue to work year-round, because it's just going to keep coming, right? So, but yeah, we've Yarmouth and Shelburne and Digby. It's kind of where the Gulf of Maine and the really bad weather hits, so a lot of stuff washes ashore.
And finally, seeing as the year is winding down, the weather's changing for winter, is this going to be the final beach cleanup for the winter season, shall we say?
No. we're probably one of the only groups. I mean, there's some other people like Coastal Action playing with the idea, but we go year-round. And in the wintertime, you do see us kind of hit the Bay of Fundy more, because we see a lot more garbage, like newly washing ashore stuff. So next weekend, not only are we hitting Crow's Neck, but we're actually hitting Bear Cove as well up in Digby.
Okay. Well, anytime you need a little push on your beach cleanup, be sure to let us know. And we should once again remind our listeners that Scotian Shores social media is your best bet to get more information, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And be sure to show up. Just show up with the intent on picking some garbage off the beach. Angela, thank you for taking some time with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to reach out.